Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Now joining us here is a Hall of Famer on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show.
It's time to get the perspective of tonight's game from a Hall of Famer.
I love the city of Milwaukee, the Bucks organization.
A Bucks legend.
It's all about the game, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the great game of basketball.
Sidney Moncrief joins the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Check out their new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles off of I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive on AM 1250. And 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, this is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, number 4, Sidney Moncrief here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app. Sidney, appreciate the time. 50 games in, they've won 43 of them. I don't even know how to continue to ask you just how good this Bucks team is, but here it goes again. How incredible of a run is that we're now seeing just witness in front of us?
Yeah, I just don't know. Every time you watch Milwaukee, the team, they do something more impressive. They continue to reinvent themselves, even as they are looking to achieve greatness. The way they play tonight, you're playing a team, they're fired up to play you. National TV, you're down at half, and you just slowly pick your way back and just take over the ball game. It's your defense and your ability to do what you do best, which is move the basketball and make shots. It's beautiful basketball to watch.
I know it's not this easy, but it feels like, Sidney, at some point they just flip a switch and they're done messing around and they're going to end the game. It feels like they're just able to do that. It's wild.
It really is that easy for this group. And some of the teams they're playing just can't match their experience, their size, their basketball savvy, their talent. And when you're in the groove, when you just know that we have the ability to make shots, protect the paint, nothing came easy for the Pelicans the second half. Matter of fact, I think they went, 4-for-21 from the three-point line, which means Milwaukee not only contested the paint, but the Bucks contested the perimeter. And that's hard to find. Teams that play defense inside and outside at the level that the Bucks have been playing, and to only have lost seven of the first 50. I can't even comprehend. It's just hard for me to comprehend a team playing that well.
And two, I think what's incredible to watch about it, Sidney, is you talked about the defensive ability for them to run teams off the perimeter and also just play physical down low. In the couple of games that they've lost, it's been the same recipe, and I was trying to convey this the best way I could. The other team is having an incredible shooting night, and that's what it's going to take for teams to upset you. They're going to have to play their absolute best, and you're going to have somewhat of an off night.
Yes, and the Bucks are due for some off nights. We know that. They're still human, and they're going to have nights where they don't play well, and they've won quite a few of those games when they haven't played well. But I think it's going to take extraordinary talented players on that opposite, on that other team, to even have a shot of beating the Bucks, because they do everything so well. And just that when the Bucks don't play well, if you're not talented enough to take advantage of that, or if you don't have what we call superstar-type players, then it's going to be hard to beat them. I want us to start focusing on keep winning, but the ultimate prize is certainly the NBA Finals, bringing the trophy back to Milwaukee. But to do that, you have to win games.
Right, and you have to continue to get better. And Sidney Moncrief joining us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. That's just the balancing act that I find so marvelous with these guys. And Mike Budenholzer in particular, he's going to be on the station tomorrow at 11:35 with Bill Michaels. And there's just an always reaching forward to achieve greatness. And it was always told to us, push for excellence knowing that you're never going to reach perfection. But they seem to always, day in and day out, be looking to get better and not getting complacent, which has to be hard to do at this point in the season when you've been so good.
Yeah, and one thing that a little motto I have is you strive for perfection, knowing you probably won't reach perfection, but you're going to fall right to excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they do. The way they scout other teams, the way they execute their offense, the way they run transition, the way they defend, everything they do is based on being perfect every time, every possession. And because they have that mentality, they fall to excellence. And that's hard to beat.
Sidney Moncrief joining us here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Tonight, we got to see our first look at Zion Williamson, the number one overall pick. Bucks fans did. He is an outstanding athlete at the size that he has, Sidney, but being able to play that physical and that style, that athletically gifted at that size, I just haven't seen somebody of his stature play that way in the NBA ever before.
No, I hadn't. I would have to go back years, of course, if to even think of someone that was 6'5", 6'6", that played with the force that he plays and with the intensity that he plays on every possession. And he's obviously going to be a very, very talented NBA player. His health obviously will be a big concern. If he can stay healthy, their team is exciting. They have some good young talent around him. And they're not going to need to rely on him to score 30 or 35 points per game. He can do 24 and 12 and 8, and they'll be okay because they have other players that can make plays on that team.
And having a full group around you has to allow that development to be so much more natural. Back when you were playing, when did you start looking at the young guys, and who maybe in particular were you looking back at and saying, man, this kid is going, he is something special. Like when somebody first came in the league, you're a veteran in that Bucks locker room, you look down and say, we got something special here with this guy.
My mind didn't operate that way. I was so into me and making sure I had my stuff together. I didn't care who was going to be what. I was just right in the moment all the time. And it's funny you would ask that question. I really don't have a good answer for you. I would like to fake it, but I can't even fake it. Because it was all about me being the best that I could be and my teammates.
That is just the best kind of answer you could have given, Sidney. I wouldn't have even wanted you to fake it after that one. Talking basketball with Sidney Moncrief here after another Bucks win on The Fan.
It's all about me. You didn't know that. It's all about me.
Well, I was always told there's a me in team. It's just moved around a little bit, so you got to figure out how you fit in. That was always how they told us fat guys on the offensive line.
I was always taught there is an I team, and it's me.
When did you realize, Sidney, for you, that the NBA was going to be a reality?
When I was a senior in college, and I heard people saying that you will probably be a first round pick, and then I went from being a first round pick to you might be a first player pick, you might be a third player pick, you might be a fourth player pick. But I was always the type of guy, I was really in the moment. That's real. And so I didn't really think about that a lot. I just knew that I loved playing basketball. I was just going to reach for perfection when I played, and everything else just fell into place for me.
It's always awesome when you hear guys say that, and you knew that it was going to be basketball because there was no other plan. Depending on how hard I had to work, this was going to be what I made a living doing.
Yeah, for me, I actually wanted to be a coach, and I thought I would be a coach before I would be an NBA player. Up until my senior year, and then that's when the word started getting around that he's a good player. He would probably be a first-round pick. But I never envisioned myself early in college being anything but a coach. And that's the beauty. And I tell people all the time, just work to get better at your trade and your goals will be realized if you have the skill set. Just work to get better every day. And that's what happened in my case. It wasn't like, oh, I'm working to be an NBA player. No, I'm working to become a better basketball player. I'm working to become the best basketball player. And I got better, better, better every day. And you kind of see that with Giannis. Giannis just works on getting better every time he gets on the basketball court. And that's why his numbers, and that's why his the number of amounts of awards he's receiving and will receive will continue to climb.
When did you decide that you wanted to be, what drove you to coaching, Sydney? Because I think understanding the game at the incredible level you did and working so hard, that had to play somewhat into it.
It did, and I had coaches. I have a company, a nonprofit called Game Changer. I believe everyone can change the game for someone. You can play a role in someone's life that could change the trajectory of their life. But we call those game changers. My game changers, in most cases, they were my coaches from junior high school, Coach Johnny Greenwood, high school, Coach Oliver Elders, college, Coach Coach Studden, and Coach Pat Foster, and Coach. And just right in my life, and they made such a big impact that I said, wow, that would be nice to do. I think I want to coach. And that's where that came from, was just the people that impacted my life.
Sydney Moncrief here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Sydney, I really appreciate the time, and we'll talk Thursday after a big one, Bucks and 76ers. I know you know a lot about that team from Philadelphia, and the rivalry's right back where it needs to be.
It is right there, but as usual, the Bucks will dominate. Take that to the bank.
There we go, and it's going to earn some interest. Sydney, appreciate it. We'll talk Thursday.
Right. Okay, bye.
That's Sydney Moncrief, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.